Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves are.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what is going on? Well, a little sell off in the old markets, a little bit going on. But is there really anything going on? And that would be the real question. Is there anything really going on? And I would say that there's not a lot going on. I would not be overly concerned that this is it. This is the end. The world is going to collapse. There are a lot of signs. There is a lot of warnings out there that give you some reasons to believe that there's issues. I think the Deutsche Bank is a problem. Again, I'm not going to go to the point that say, hey, it's 2008 all over again. I think that the issues are there. We know the problems are there. The problems are going to be there and remain. And we are going to get a major sell-off. However, I don't think that that major sell-off is going to announce itself. I don't think it's going to be right this minute. I think that it's going to take time and take work. Now, if you look back at yesterday's action and you see how the markets traded, I mean, they sold off hard. And basically, for about 3 hours or so, they drifted. They didn't have a big range. I mean, in fact, in the last 2 hours of the day, the S&P only had about a 3-point range, which is nothing, especially when we get ranges, you know, 20 points. So overall, it wasn't a major beatdown. It was not a panic sell-off. We had some volatility rising, but nothing that would be like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. But it is telling you, these are warning signs that come out consistently. Okay, now, this is part of the footprint. This is part of the whole thing, okay? And when you look at it, you go, okay, so what do I do? Well, certainly you don't sell here. What we're looking for is another rally. Now, I think when you look at the market, I mean, if we go week to week, I mean, we're actually higher this week than we were last week, even with the last two down days. So I don't think that there's any major concern. I think right now you're probably in a range of 2120 in the S&P up to 2180. I'd certainly want to sell the upper end of that range, but I don't see anything really, you know, dangerous here yet. But again, as I say all the time, the market isn't going to announce itself. It's not going to tell you that danger, Will Wildman's in danger. It's just going to happen. Now, it will not happen to be a straight down move. There's going to be a billion opportunities to get out. Okay? Hopefully, you're hedging. Hopefully, you've got yourself set up and you're prepared. But the market itself is going to gyrate here a little bit and eventually make a decision. But yesterday's action did not appear to be that decision, okay? Yesterday's action did not appear to be the end of the world. You know, we can all get afraid and say, oh my God, it was on 166, but 166 was less than 1%. So I certainly wouldn't get alarmed, and stocks like Apple were higher. You know, some of the oil stocks were higher. You know, the main course of action was the financials. And the financials were beaten down pretty heavily because, again, there's that fear of a repeat of 2008. But in the meantime, we know that they're going to probably get bailed out if there is a problem. So is there really a problem? And the answer is probably no. So we have to just evaluate the footprint. But until the Dow breaks 17.8, until the S&P breaks, you know, 2,100, until the NASDAQ goes below 5,000 again, there isn't much to really, you know, get worried about. Again, my words to everybody is to always just be hedged, and then you don't have to think about it. Then it's not a problem, okay? Because you actually will welcome these big moves because, you know, which I'll show you in the, for those of you that go to my hedging class, I'll show you how you actually accumulated. If you started with 900 shares of the S&P in 2010, today you would have like 1,500 shares. Okay, so you'd have done quite well. So that's what we're trying to focus on, is the ability to protect and make our assets more of a compounding endowment model and not worry about the rest. But from a perspective of what's going on in the world, it's ugly. Okay. I mean, again, I'm not going to sugarcoat. I never do, but I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We have very, very bad shape. We're in a time of strife and turmoil. Okay. And the markets are only being held up by the effect of the cheap money. Now, eventually, that's got to end. Eventually, there's going to be a change. And we're starting to see some of those changes in Japan. Okay, now what do we have to do with Japan? Well, we are a global market, and we are directly affected. So I think what you're looking at is there's going to be a time and a place when the market decides that it's the right time. And again, I never preach fear. I never tell you to panic. What I'm telling you now is, hey, protect yourself, protect your portfolio, and then all of this becomes irrelevant. But there is real problem in the banking industry. There's real problem with the amount that they have on deposit, with the amount they have in reserve. And that's the key part. This is the part that nobody gets. And this is the part, in my opinion, that is, it's not criminal, but it's kind of like it's criminal. Okay. The mandate is that they're supposed to have X amount of percent. And I forget what the number is, but let's just use the number 30% of what they have on deposit should be in the banking reserve. Well, it's not. And that is the bigger problem when banks start to melt down, because that's how you get a run on the bank, because they don't have enough to cover. Which goes back to the printing money philosophy, which goes back to the devaluation of your own dollars. And that is a bigger problem that we have to worry about as an individual. And as the markets do start to melt down, we already know that a big portion of the investors today are retail. Now, what does that mean, retail? Well, the commercials, the big guys are out. The big guys are already starting to short the market. Okay. So they're going to short it. Well, you're buying it. And they're actually making recommendations for you to get in so they can hold the prices up a little longer. It's kind of like a boxer. You know, you kind of hold them, you carry them for a few rounds, as they say. And then you'll see the work start. But even when it starts, again, I'm urging you now, don't panic. Don't get crazy. Take a deep breath, evaluate, and wait for the rally to sell. Now, again, I urge, again, that you either are hedged or that you're going to be able to get out. But don't puke or panic it out. Wait your time and wait your turn, because you'll have an opportunity. You heard that from Bubba. That is a fact. You will have an opportunity to get out. But you'll have to take that opportunity when it's time. So just be prepared. Again, I'm just urging you to be prepared. Check out BubbaTrading.com if you want some more information. In the meantime, when you miss a show, LibertyTalk.fm will get you all the downloads of not only The Bubba Show, but The Sporting Edge. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. What is up? Or should I say, welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Come alive, come alive. All right, so, you know, as I like to do, I goof around and look at a lot of different stuff. And, you know, I like to bring up some new content. And interesting, I was looking at the 9 largest companies from 10 years ago and the 9 largest companies today. Okay. So some you would expect to have been there, but they have lost ground. In 2006, Exxon was the largest by market cap, okay, energy, but has now become dropped down to the 5th place. General Electric, a conglomerate, was number 2, is now dropped down to number 8. Okay. Some of the companies, I don't even know who they are. I don't know if they exist anymore. But that came off the list was Gazprom, Citigroup, Bank of America, Royal Dutch Shell, British Petroleum, PetroChina, and HSBC. Added to the list, number 1, drum roll please, Apple. Okay, Apple's very close with Google or Alphabet. Alphabet will probably pass them soon. Microsoft, always been there. It was 4th. Now it's actually moved up to 3rd, and they seem to have righted their ship. Berkshire Hathaway, Exxon, Amazon sneaking up quickly. The company that I think will be number 1 eventually, Facebook. Okay, even though I'm pretty much against social media, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Johnson & Johnson, and then China Mobile. But I think Facebook on the group is the most innovative and has the best shot. I think that Alphabet, Google will be right there as well. Apple's becoming more of a just a company, big company, big conglomerate again. So we'll see how it plays out. But, you know, I wrote yesterday about social media, and I think it's kind of destroying parts of the country. I think that the social media cycle has taken our people. It's ruining, I think, our children. That's the first thing. I think they're losing all communication skills. You know, they no longer have to pick up the phone to call somebody and text. They no longer have to talk to somebody's parents. They text directly to their friends. I have no problem with that part, except that I think that overall, I think we have an issue because we're losing our social skills. Okay. And to me, that becomes a problem because in business, it does require some social skills, but the technology world has taken that away. But not only does the, social media take away a lot of our social skills, but it also creates, I think, my opinion, more hatred. I think people are more willing to voice out on social media. I think they're more likely to say something on social media. You know, they don't worry about, they're not worried about, you know, the repercussions of seeing somebody face to face and saying, I hate you to your face, but they'll say it on social media. I think that it's been a heck of a recruiting tool for a lot of the bad groups that we see in the world. Of course, once the information is out there, it's out there forever. You know, it's not like you can get rid of it. And I think that it's created a lot more damage than good. Okay. I think that we have created somewhat of a monster. And I think that, you know, again, you have a lot of the cyber stalkers out there, you know, that start trying to engage children, the pedophile type or the bad type, and they engage into things. And I think when you look at all these dating sites and everything else, I think we're creating an environment for bad people to do bad things. I think that, you know, I don't know how you really control it or regulate it, but I think that it is becoming a problem, in my opinion. I am concerned I think that, you know, it creates a way for people to communicate in a bad way. I think that, you know, you've kind of taken away the screening process because, you know, any person can play anybody they want when they're online and they're not talking to you face to face, and or you're not hearing their voice, you know. So, you know, a guy who's 80, I don't want to say 80, let's say a guy who's 50, who's a sick dude, can pray and pretend that he's, you know, 20 and arrange meetings. I think those are things that are very concerning, and I think that is the damage that is created by the social media. I think we got so into it, and everybody's on there, and everybody puts their pictures and their whole life, and I think that's another cause for a lot of the identity theft and things that happen. You know, you can actually research people with all these tools and become them. And, you know, again, it's if you're savvy, it's fine. But, you know, there's a lot of elderly out there that can be taken advantage of. You know, obviously, you know, anytime you can present an ID to somebody, you know, you can see when people are out of town and I mean, just there's just one thing after another that to me seems to be more problematic in the social networking than good. And of course, you know, there was the baseball player who said bad things, and of course he got suspended, but again, it's still out there. And that becomes, I think, one of the bigger issues and one of the bigger problems is that we put things out there, and a lot of times we hit send before we think about it. And I mean, I got news for you. I'm almost tempted to drop the social media gig because, again, I don't post much up there anyways, but I don't see the need for it. And you know, everybody wants to, you know, to be friends with everybody else. And, you know, I mean, what's it all about? I mean, you know, I don't quite understand. Maybe I'm just too old. Maybe I'm just too rigid. I don't know. I mean, you know, if I'm wrong, if you think I'm wrong, tell me. But I don't know that the benefits of, you know, all this technology outweigh the harm that it can cause, from financially to physically to emotionally. I mean, I believe that a lot of the young suicide rates are higher because of social media. I think that, you know, you promote something on the social media that maybe not be true, but you make it look like you're better than you are, and, you know, jealousy and depression, and it's a terrible, vicious cycle that I think needs to be addressed. And I don't really know how you do it, but I think it should be of some concern. And I urge parents to, you know, kind of keep track of, you know, their kids, because again, you know, in today's world, I mean, in my community, there was a, you know, overdoses with the drug of Xanax. Okay. That's the new party drug of choice. But a lot of that comes from these, you know, quiet connections that we all get, and we get this big party going without anybody knowing. And, you know, I'm all for freedom, but I'm also for making sure that we understand what's going on around us. And I'm all for, you know, parents, you know, again, I believe in, you know, being honest with your kids and giving them the best of it. But I also believe in understanding what they're doing and where they're going, because, you know, we all know what they could possibly be going through, and we need to protect our children, because precious commodity, and a lot of bad decisions are made at a young age before they have all the details. So I just think it's something that, you know, we need to evaluate, and that's where I have a problem with the social media. And not to mention that, you know, ISIS recruits on social media. It's easy to reach out to these people, and I think that becomes another issue. So there's just so much of it that I find to be troubling, that I don't know that the benefit outweighs the potential problems. But just a thought, you know, that's just me, the old man, the old curmudgeon, speaking about it. You know, I worry about, you know, I worry about things just like I worry about people. And, you know, again, I want to see everybody have a fair and equal opportunity. This is The Bubba Show. This is Bubba, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, when you miss an episode, libertytalk.fm will get you the download of the show every day, as well as The Sporting Edge. Make sure you check it out. I'm going to step out of here for a break, and I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're coming right back.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, I don't know. You got so many things going on. And markets are, you know, on the edge, which we talked about earlier, on the edge of slipping. And we've just got many, many, many things happening. But I think the concern here has to lie in Germany and what they're going to do with Deutsche Bank. I think that's an issue that has to be watched. But what I want to warn you about is to not get involved with the election. Okay, the election, the winner, the debate has nothing to do with what the stock market's going to do. Okay, let's not get trapped with the news, okay? Let's not get trapped with what they talk about on TV. They got to find something to talk about, okay? You will find yourself in trouble and with a problem if you try to let and play the news, okay? They will drive you insane. And if you're involved, okay, you will make yourself nuts and panic yourself out. And you have to be more diligent about the news you listen to, the news you watch, and not pay attention to it. If you get too involved with it, you're going to find yourself in trouble. I mean, I find that all the time with the farmers and the producers. We get too involved in the news cycle. Okay, and the news is not the important thing. What's important is price. Okay, price drives markets. News does not drive markets. Traders drive markets. Investors drive markets. Do not let the outside surrounding noise drive your market. You will find yourself very unhappy when you allow things to get involved that have no basis on what we're looking for. Okay. It's a very important thing for you to understand that at the end of the day, okay, you have to let the footprint of the market dictate to you where you're going to go, not what people are talking about. At the end of it, nobody cares about what people are talking about. Okay. At the end of it, the markets are going to do what the markets are going to do, and we will get the markets to move. We will get them to move off on Earth, but it will not be because of the presidential election. It will not be because of what happens. It will be something that will be totally unexpected. Okay. And that when it finally does sell off, it'll sell off, but it will have nothing to do. Now, they'll blame it on potentially the news. But again, it will have nothing to do with the news that we're hearing right now. The news we're hearing right now is absolutely nothing. It means nothing. It will do nothing. But if you let yourself get involved and get affected by it, then you will most likely make the wrong trade. If you're trying to trade, you know, the grain markets on the weather, you're making the wrong trade. Remember, we all have the same information. And when we know that people are paying a lot of money to get that information first, what chance do you think we have? The more important thing to watch is how the market trades around certain levels, okay? The more important thing is to understand the market footprint. The footprint is the king, okay? That gives you the highest probability of a successful trade over anything, okay? Again, I would never even watch the news except that I'm on it, so I got to watch it once in a while. But for you, there is no reason to be involved. You know, if you're curious, that's great. But it's not information that can be traded from, okay? Think about this, okay? You've got the flash traders, or the flash boys, okay? They are trading the news off of a wire service that is faster than anybody else's. And they're taking a quick look at words. And certain words cause them to buy, certain words cause them to sell. Okay? So do you think you're going to be able to compete with that? Probably not. So it's better to be able to react to the market than try to predict it. Okay? It's better to put yourself in a position of minimal risk, maximum reward, and then you don't have to worry about it. These are all things that you'll learn as a trader, as an investor, throughout time, that if you allow the markets to do what they do and you try to react to what they do, you will be much more successful and a much happier trader, because then you'll be in a position to be on top of the game, successful, and ready to go, versus always chasing from behind. You know, Friday and yesterday were perfect examples. You know, if you'd have chased them down, you would have got them jammed to you. If you weren't prepared, then you would have a problem. And people will call me all the time and ask me how to handle certain situations. And then I'll tell them, and then they'll handle them different anyways. And then they come back and say, well, you're right. Well, of course, I know I was right. Listen, I don't always make the right decision or the right trade. You know, I tend to play once in a while. But at the end of the day, it's about putting the probabilities in your favor. It's about setting yourself up to be successful. That's what investing comes down to, is about setting yourself up for success and not failure. Okay. If you make a bad trade to begin with, you have set yourself up for failure. If you let it take you over, you are doomed. And that has to be what we're looking at. Now, you know, the reason I bring all this up is because if we look back at the news over the last couple of weeks, manufacturing, lousy. Okay. Existing home sales, lousy. Okay. Mortgage applications, lousy. Okay. So if we look at that, the Fed can't raise rates. So that has to be lousy. Jobs stink. But yet, here we are, still within a couple of percent of their all-time record highs. So again, this is why I urge you to be more coherent about the situation you're in and look for the market to be ready. And be ready to react instead of trying to predict it ahead of time. Okay? That is always something that we want to be able to look at and process, because chasing up or down, never successful. It is if you're a very short-termer. But we need to forget about all this news, because the news cycle is the news cycle. The market cycle is the market cycle. And they're not related. Okay, they're not correlated. It's like the president and the market is not correlated. It's like oil and the stock market are not correlated. They are for certain points in times, but only because we choose to make it that way, not because they actually are. So, you know, the things that we're seeing are extremely ugly, and we're ignoring the ugliness. Now, again, eventually they may come into play from that standpoint that it will be something that we need to be concerned about, but trying to be there first or dress for the party first will never get you the winner. It will get you the loser. Okay. And that's where we have to be prepared for, is how do we move forward and how do we make it better for ourselves to create opportunity? And opportunity comes for those that prepare for it and are willing to sit back and wait for the opportunity instead of trying to create the opportunity. Okay. You'll always find yourself better off if you react to information instead of trying to predict that same information. I know it sounds simple, but it's the facts. Okay. We need to be ready for anything. Okay. Which is why I always talk about, you know, the hedging model, and why it's better to be protected. Because then you don't have to think about anything. You just let it rip. But at the end of the day, we're trying to make ourselves more prepared to be ready to go and not to have situations come up that can create overall disaster. Okay? And that has to be something that you, as an investor and as a trader, have to look at. It's just like you have to analyze the type of investments that you're getting into. Am I in liquid markets? Am I buying something that's liquid? Do I need the money right away? You know, those are all decisions that have to be made before you make that trade. Because, you know, if you're jumping in quickly on something that on money you may need, that might not be the right investment for you. So all of these things come into play, and that's what'll start to happen. We'll start to see there'll start to be some redemption problems from mutual funds because people need some money. There'll start to be some margin calls, and all of a sudden we'll start selling off one day and it'll rally back and then it'll start selling off. But you want to watch. If we start making lower highs, that would be the opportunity to start looking for spots to sell. But until then, we're still pretty much range bound and, you know, not a lot to do. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure that you go to libertytalk.fm and check out the Bubba Show and download it every day and help me out. Help a brother out. In the meantime, I'm going to step out here for break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I will be right back after the break with more the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back.
After 10,000 beers and 28 years.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, what a rough week it's been. What a sad week so far. It's only Tuesday. Jose Fernandez loses his life in a boating accident, and my guy Arnie Palmer passes away. Arnie's Army, what a great ambassador for the game. What a great guy Arnie Palmer was. And, you know, I don't know, it's always sad, the end of human life, the mortality of it all. Very sad. It's been, you know, a tough week for big stars. And of course, obviously Jose Fernandez is too young to go, and Arnie Palmer, just a legend. And, you know, obviously the sign of mortality, sad. But he was a great ambassador of the game and was a great businessman. And I understand quite the ladies man too, but, really just a sad passing. You know, there's really been nobody like him and then Jack Nicklaus after that. So, you know, we'll see how it goes out. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the Palmers and the Fernandezes, and obviously very tragic as we go. But, you know, what did you think of the debate? you know, was there anything that you thought that was really outlandish? You know, obviously it was one of the biggest watched things ever. And, you know, again, early debates don't mean much. I think, again, I truly believe that Trump will win. I truly believe that you'll have a lot of people that would never admit to the fact that they're going to vote for Donald Trump are going to, when you close the curtain and you go behind the door, they're going to vote for Donald Trump. Okay. Now, I just think that the country is ready for a change. I don't think the country wants a Hillary Clinton presidency. I don't think we can stomach a Hillary Clinton presidency. I think that overall, it could be ugly. It could be distorted. And I just think that, you know, another 4 or 8 years of what we've already had, you know, we talk about it ad nauseum at the problems that exist in the economy. And the problem is that the people that are in charge don't give a crap. Okay. That is the more overwhelming problem, is that the parties at B don't give a rat's ass about it, because they're fine. They're taken care of. They're doing their thing. What do they care about us? So as we've talked about many times, the political system is broken, but I think people are ready for that change. I think they're ready for something new and exciting and better. And, you know, I'm not saying that Donald is definitely that, but I think that it's got a chance to be that. And I think that that is the hope that he brings. I think that hope is, you know, one of the key components of life. And if we hope, if we have hope, there's a chance. And when you lose hope, there's no chance. And, you know, why do you think we keep going back into investing? Because we always have hope, right? We've been damaged a few times, but we get up and we get back in because we have the hope. We have the opportunity. We have the dream. Okay. But overall, I mean, I can't take another 4 years of the same stuff. I mean, it's beyond the realm of ridiculous. We cannot keep passing the buck. We cannot keep pushing or kicking the can down the road. It is doing so much damage. I mean, if you're a farmer or you're a producer, you're getting destroyed out there. And then one of the reasons that you're getting destroyed is because of the central banking system. Okay? Because they keep bringing down the costs. So they keep making our dollar stronger, which keeps bringing down yours, your crops, and your livestock. And the chain is not good. Okay? The velocity, the flow of money is not good. And until we finally wake up and smell the coffee, until we see the abilities for a market to really run by itself, which it can, okay? They all do, all right? So until we get the IMBYs out of the way, okay, and you don't have that free market, you're going to have these issues. Now, you may say, you may look in the mirror and say, well, it doesn't affect me. Well, it affects everybody, okay? The only people it doesn't affect is the uber rich, but it does affect most of us. And, you know, we can continue to ignore it, but continuing to ignore it will put you in a position of disaster, which will then put us in a position of another market meltdown or another market collapse. Now, they're going to happen either way, because not everybody's going to listen. Not everybody's going to understand it. But you, my fellow faithful listeners, should not have to succumb to that. Okay? Because it's like I said, it's going to happen. And there's just too many warning signs out there telling us that it's going to happen. And it's not the people. One of the problems, and the reason it hasn't happened sooner, is that there is so many people that are on the bearish side of the market, but eventually they're going to wear it down, and you're seeing the changes of flow and the changes of money, which is going to eventually cause the meltdown. Nobody thinks it's going to happen, but it will. It always does. And this is where I warn you again to, you know, pay attention to what you're doing. Watch your portfolio. You know, if something starts to drop precipitously, you know, look at Deutsche Bank. That's telling you there's a problem. Again, remember, problems will show up in your account much faster than they're going to show up in the news. Okay. You know, when the livestock and the grain markets were dropping, okay, there wasn't bad news about it. People kept buying into it because, well, it'll be fine. It's going to come back. But it doesn't come back. And that's when I tell you that the news, the street, always knows first. And that comes back down to the price action. It's price is king. Okay? We can talk about anything we want. We can talk about anything. We can make it fit anything. But at the end of the day, price is king and action shows. Okay? So you can try to convince yourself otherwise. But at the end of the day, all of this was fairly predictable. Okay? And just like we're talking about now. Now, again, we cannot predict the future. We're not going to go out on a limb and say it's going to happen by this time. But we will get a clue much before it really starts to happen. You've always gotten them ahead of time. You will get them now. It is up to you, my friends, to pay attention to the clues and the messages that are being laid out there for you, because they are out there for you, and they are saying to you, hey, take a look at me. There could be a problem. And it starts very innocently, you know, a little Deutsche Bank problem, a little bank problem here. And all of a sudden, before you know it, we're melting. We're like the Wicked Witch. I'm melting. Don't pour any water on me. But in all seriousness, again, these are just things to pay attention to. Again, learn to comprehend and understand price action and market action versus trying to understand the news. The news, nobody can understand the news. Okay. So learn the other side of it to understand how others are interpreting that news, because that news 99% of the time has already been priced in to the markets. Great show today, guys. I appreciate you being here. And again, it's very sad. My guy, Arnie, and Jose Fernandez too. I mean, two great guys. And, we'll see what happens here. We'll see how the markets play out. But in the meantime, have a great Tuesday. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show if you miss a show. Also, you get the Sporting Edge there. In the meantime, that'll do it for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. And I will see you tomorrow. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.